Well, checking sports and baseball, Brandon Moss singled home a pair of runs during St. Louis's four-run first inning, extending his season-long streak against the Reds, and the Cards held on for a 5-4 win over Cincinnati last night, evening their series. St. Louis sent nine batters to the plate against Cody Reed in the first inning, with Moss and Greg Garcia each driving in a pair of runs with singles. Stephen Piscotty added a solo homer, the Cards' fifth in two games. Moss and Johnny Peralta returned from the disabled list at the start of the series, and they've contributed as the team split the first two games. Moss is 5-for-9 with three doubles and a homer. We'll have game three of that series this morning, 10:40 this morning. Will be the start of the pregame show, 11:35 is first pitch on that game. Jake Odorizzi had his third consecutive scoreless start. Steven Souza Jr. homered for the first time in 2 months, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Kansas City Royals 12-0 yesterday. Brad Miller and Kevin Kiermaier also homered for the Rays, who are 7-25 against the Royals since the start of the 2012 season. Odorizzi allowed two singles, walked two, and had six strikeouts in six innings of work. Elsewhere in baseball, the Detroit Tigers have shaved another game off of Cleveland's lead in the AL Central. The Tigers picked up their eighth straight win, downing the White Sox 2-1 on a solo homer by pinch hitter J.D. Martinez in the bottom of the eighth inning. Martinez went deep on the first pitch he saw, fracturing an elbow, since he fractured an elbow on June 16th. The Indians' division lead is now down to 2.5 games over Detroit after the Twins ripped the Indians for the third straight night, 13-5. Elsewhere in the majors, Kevin Gausman was 2-8 before holding the Rangers to a pair of runs and seven hits while striking out seven over seven innings, leading the Orioles to a 3-2 victory. The AL East leading Orioles are a game ahead of the Blue Jays. Texas is 5.5 in front of the Astros in the West. Marco Estrada held Houston to a run and four hits in seven innings, pitching Toronto to a 3-1 victory. Boston's 3-1 loss at Seattle leaves the Red Sox three games off the AL East lead. The Cubs scored three times in the bottom of the ninth inning to beat Miami 5-4 and complete a three-game sweep. Cubs have won 7 of 8 and lead the National League Central by 9 games over St. Louis. Washington now owns a 7-game lead over second-place Miami in the National League East after the Nationals got homers from Trey Turner and Daniel Murphy in an 8-3 pounding of Arizona. The Yankees whipped the Mets 9-5 behind Mark Teixeira's tie-breaking 3-run homer. The Mets wasted homers by Neil Walker and Curtis Granderson as they fell 2 games out of the National League wildcard slot. Philadelphia erased a 4-0 deficit and beat San Francisco 5-4 yesterday. The Giants are just 4-13 since the All-Star break. They're 2 games up of the Dodgers in the National League West. Carlos Gonzalez homered twice, and Nolan Arenado added a 3-run blast as Colorado ripped the Dodgers 12-2 yesterday. Also yesterday, it was Atlanta doubling up Pittsburgh by an 8-4 final. Also, San Diego, a 12-3 winner over Milwaukee. And Albert Pujols launched a 2-run homer in the bottom of the ninth, completing the Angels' 8-6 win over Oakland. The St. Louis Cardinals put left-handed reliever Tyler Lyons on the 15-day disabled list with a sore right knee Wednesday before the second game of their series against the Reds. The Cards recalled left-hander Dean Kiekhaefer, who was sent to AAA on Tuesday when St. Louis added left-hander Zach Duke to the bullpen. They acquired Duke from the White Sox on Sunday. Lyons was 2-0 with a .338 earned run average in 30 games. Kiekhaefer made his Major League debut May 14th and appeared in 14 games, giving up 7 runs in 13 innings. For a .485 earned run average. That move comes a day after the Cards got regulars Brandon Moss and Johnny Peralta back from injury and put shortstop Aledmys Diaz on the DL with a broken right thumb. In other baseball news, the Dodgers spent all of July without Clayton Kershaw, and they'll spend at least most of August without the lefty. The Dodgers have transferred the 3-time Cy Young winner to the 60-day disabled list with a herniated disc in his back. Kershaw's been out since late June and won't be eligible to return until August 27th at the earliest. Manager Dave Roberts says the team hasn't ruled out the possibility of season-ending surgery for Kershaw, who is 11-2 with a Major League best 1.79 ERA this year before the injury. Mets slugger Yoenis Cespedes says he'll be put on the 15-day disabled list with a right quadriceps injury that's bothered him since July 8th. Cespedes has been the only consistent hitter on the Mets this season, compiling a .292 average with 22 homers and 59 RBIs. The Cubs have placed right-hander Jason Hammel on the bereavement list and will be without him for their upcoming three-game series in Oakland, where he wasn't scheduled to start anyway. The 33-year-old Hammel earned his career-high 11th victory Tuesday night and is 4-0 with a 1.86 ERA in his last 5 starts. He is expected to make his next start Tuesday against the LA Angels at Wrigley Field. Well, the most decorated athlete in Olympic history will lead the U.S. delegation into the Olympic Stadium. Swimming star Michael Phelps has been selected in a vote by fellow team members to carry the American flag Friday for the opening ceremony. Phelps has won 18 golds and 22 medals overall, far more than any other athlete. He skipped the opening ceremony at the last three Olympics to rest up for the 400-meter individual medley, but he's not taking part in that event this year. Also from the Rio Olympics, the U.S. women's soccer team opened its Olympic schedule, getting goals from Carly Lloyd and Alex Morgan in a 2-0 win over New Zealand. The three-time defending Olympic champs are trying to become the first team to win the Summer Games after succeeding at the World Cup. All of Russia's weightlifters and 17 of its rowers will miss the Rio Games after the Court of Arbitration for Sport rejected their appeals against doping-related suspensions. The IOC had said it would not allow Russians to compete in Rio if they had previously been banned for doping, were implicated in the alleged cover-up, or had not been tested enough often internationally. The IOC has announced that baseball and softball will return to the Olympics at the 2020 Tokyo Games. Baseball became a medal sport for the 1992 Barcelona Olympics, but was dropped for the 2012 London Games and won't be played this year in Rio. Other sports approved for Tokyo by the IOC include skateboarding, surfing, karate, and sport climbing. Brazilian soccer great Pelé says he was invited to light the cauldron at the opening ceremony, but sponsorship deals could prevent it. The 75-year-old Pelé says he has a commitment to sponsor that would make him travel on Friday, the day of those opening ceremonies. A spokesman for the Rio 2016 organizing committee did not confirm that information. Serena Williams is the top seed in the women's singles and number one seed along with sister Venus in women's doubles. Serena is the defending champ in singles and doubles with Venus. Novak Djokovic is number one on the men's side, followed by defending champ Andy Murray and Rafael Nadal. That is a check of sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.